من الله ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أنى هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين وليعلم الذين نافقوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون. الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا قل فادرؤوا عن أنفسكم الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يشتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير.
صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلوات
محمد وآل محمد صلوات.
صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, please recite the salawat. We said that inshallah we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in this month of Ramadan with the ability to try to progress towards the divine, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reach his proximity. And in order to do that, what we'd like to discuss this month of Ramadan for the couple of weeks that we are together is to go over something which is a little more fundamental than what we discussed last year. It has to do with the inner self, what's inside us, the inner part of us, the soul, the spirit, is, according to that verse, either going to be fertile soil, that the actions are going to be like seeds planted within that soil. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy, those seeds are going to grow. Or, God forbid, that inner self of ours is going to be rock solid, and therefore when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy, instead of that seed growing, the little bit of soil that covers that stone is going to be removed, and therefore there is nothing that will remain of what we have done. So we want to talk about what we find in the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith with regards to the actions of the soul, of the nafs, the inner self. What are some of the things that we need to focus on? I'll start with what I think is according to the ahadith, the most important thing that the soul, the nafs, is supposed to be doing. What is that? There's a lot of different words that are used. A lot of different terms we find in the Holy Quran and the ahadith referring to this concept. But one which we find in the ahadith is referred to as aql, which we want to talk about here. Aql, a rough translation of it, what we usually translate it to is intellect. The faculty of reason, sometimes we call it aql in Arabic. But we want to explore and see what this actually is and what is meant by this in the ahadith. First, to begin the talk, I'd like to talk about the importance of it in a hadith, a beautiful hadith that we have, which is narrated from Imam As-Sadiq salamullah alayh. Sulaiman ad-Daylami narrates from his father, and his father says, I asked Imam As-Sadiq about a person, and I said, مِنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَدِينِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ. I told him about this person, and I said, he's a worshipper. He spends a lot of time praying. He fasts. He has a dhikr. He has all these different things. Such a good person, good behavior, all of that I described. Imam As-Sadiq, you know what he asked? He said, فَقَالْ كَيْفَ عَقْلُهُ. How is his aql? Does he have a good aql as well or not? The person says, قَالْ لَا أَدْرِي. I don't know. I didn't really test that. I just saw he's a good worshipper. He has good behavior and that's it. فَقَالْ إِنَّ الثَّوَابَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ الْعَاقِلِ. Rewards and what you're going to get as a result of what you're doing in this world will be based on the amount of aql that one has. Then the Imam tells him a story. I won't read the Arabic, it'll take too long. I'll just tell you what the story is. He said there was a man in Bani Israel, used to live on a beautiful island with trees and greens and everything. And he used to worship 24/7. That's all he did. Worship. Get up, pray, dhikr. Go back to sleep, rest, have food, get back up, worship. We have many of these such people in Bani Israel during those times. Today, I don't know if we have even one, but back in the days, we had people amongst Bani Israel that were involved with worship. I guess the worshippers converted to Christianity. Anyway, I don't know. So this person was such a worshipper. Jibra'il, according to Imam As-Sadiq, he narrates a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jibra'il, the angel Jibra'il. The angel tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person must have a lot of rewards with all the worship that he's doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you been with him? He says, no. He says, okay, go spend a day with him. Jibra'il went in the form of a human being and told the person, you know, I've seen that you are a worshipper, you're a great worshipper, I want to spend some time with you, if you allow. He said, by all means. So the first day he went through it, and this person was worshipping from the morning all the way to the evening. Nighttime came, they went to sleep. In the morning, they got back up, and at that point, apparently, the angel asks him something about the grass that's there and maybe not taking care of it and what's going on with that. Apparently, there was some long grass there. This worshiper, this one who has spent many days, weeks, months, years in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supposedly he's supposed to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got to have a semi-good understanding of God, right? You know what he turned around and told Jibra'il? He said to Jibra'il, not knowing that it's Jibra'il, he said, the only problem with the one who I am worshipping, the God I am worshiping. The only problem he has is that he hasn't put animals on this island to eat and take care of this grass. Okay. If this God has this one problem, okay, he doesn't have animals on this island taking care of this. The grass goes to waste. Okay, this is the understanding of this person who has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. One can be reading all of the adhkar, all of the du'as, memorizing all of the du'as, memorizing all of the Qur'an, regurgitating that every day. And this is their understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone understands God to this extent, okay, thinks that, doesn't understand that everything belongs to God. This grass belongs to God. There's a reason why it's here. There's a reason why animals are not. All of that has got wisdom behind it. Okay, and he thinks that this God doesn't have and can't create animals on this island. Okay. Aql is very important. Let me give you another hadith of the importance of Aql. Recite a salawat. This one is from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He says, ما قسم الله للعباد شيئا أفضل من العاقل. There's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided up and distributed amongst His creation, the human beings, better than عاقل, the intellect. Right now, as I said, the word intellect, I'm just using it because that's usually what it's translated to. I want to explore and see what this actually is. There's nothing better than this particular blessing, عاقل. He goes on to say, فنوم العاقل أفضل من سهر الجاهل. If a person has عاقل, as we usually point to our heads when we're talking about عاقل and intellect, if a person has عاقل, them sleeping is better than a jahil. Jahil is sometimes used as the opposite of ilm. Ilm means knowledge, okay? And the opposite of knowledge is the absence of knowledge, not having that knowledge, which sometimes we refer to as ignorant, okay? Person doesn't have knowledge, doesn't know. But sometimes it is the opposite of aql, okay? And therefore it means stupidity. Someone who is not that wise, that understanding, doesn't have that intellect, even if they spend the night in prayer and worship, their prayer and worship on that night is not as good as that same night an aql person sleeping. Okay. That's how great this aql is. وَإِفْطَارُ الْعَاقِلِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ صَوْمِ الْجَاهِلِ. If an aql decides not to fast, that not fasting is more rewarding and more beneficial than the fast that someone who lacks that and doesn't have that understanding and he fasts. وَإِقَامَةُ الْعَاقِلِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ شُخُوصِ الْجَاهِلِ. The person may be praying. The prayer may be compared at this point as well. Then the Imam says, وَلَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا وَلَا نَبِيًّا حَتَّى يَسْتَكْمِلَ الْعَاقِلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send a messenger to any people until he has completed and perfected the aql in that prophet. وَيَكُونَ عَقْلُهُ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عُقُولِ جَمِيعِ أُمَّتِهِ. The aql of that prophet has got to be above and beyond all of the nation that he's going to be leading. وَمَا يُضْمِرُ النَّبِيِّ مِنْ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ اجْتِهَادِ جَمِيعِ الْمُجْتَهِدِينَ. Allahu Akbar. This is really interesting. It says that with the Nabi, with his aql, has going on within him that doesn't manifest at all. There's no dhikr, it's not prayer, it's not fast, it's not charity, it's not good behavior. That's all there, okay? Prayer is there, fast is there, good behavior, all of that's there. But it's not comparing the apparent and the outward expression of this prophet. It says what's within this prophet, what's going on within, what he is doing within, the quality of it, أفضل من اجتهاد جميع المجتهدين. If you put all of the, those who know Arabic, a little bit of it, maybe you've heard the word mujtahid and you're thinking, what does that have to do with the mujtahids? Is there a comparison here between the prophets and the mujtahids? The word mujtahid really literally means someone who puts a lot of effort in something. And the reason why a mujtahid in fiqh, it's called a mujtahid, is because he's got to put so much effort in deriving the practical law. So what is meant here isn't a mujtahid, which means a scholar, which spends time studying. Rather, it means someone who spends and puts a lot of effort in worshipping. He says what goes on within the prophet with that aql of his is more important, more valuable, and better than all of the efforts put by those who put that effort in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of those prayers put together is not equivalent to what goes on within the Prophet. Okay. Remember yesterday we said that inner side, that inner part of it is more important. This hadith is saying what you can do with that inner self in worship of Allah, in getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that the outward expression, those prayers, those dhikr, cannot reach. That's kind of what this hadith is trying to tell us. وَمَا أَدَّى الْعَاقِلُ فَرَائِضَ اللَّهِ حَتَّى عَقَلَ مِنْهِ. No aqil is going to be able to truly fulfill the obligations and the responsibilities to Allah until they have understood and applied intellect to it. In the end, the Imam says, well, first he says, وَلَا بَلَغَ جَمِيعُ الْعَابِدِينَ فِي فَضْلِ عِبَادَتِهِمْ مَا بَلَغَ الْعَاقِلِ. All of the ubad, all of the worshippers put together, cannot reach the ibadah of one aqil, someone who applies that aqil. Forget about prophets, they have the most complete version of that. But others can have a semi-complete version of the aqil, which we'll talk about. The last thing in this hadith is reference to a verse. The Imam says, وَالْعُقَلَاء or إِنَّ الْعُقَلَاء هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The aqil is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Holy Quran as أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Do a search tonight. Okay, do a little bit of homework yourself. When I was going over this, I saw so many ahadith and verses. It was just overwhelming. That's why I couldn't put my notes in on paper. Usually I try to do that. It was so much and I didn't have enough time after finding all of that. I decided to just put it electronically here and read it off of the phone. There's so much on this topic in the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith. If we just open our eyes a little bit and do a bit of research, just search the word Ulul Albab and refer to those verses and see what you'll find in them. Beautiful verses. We're going to go over a few of them maybe, inshallah. Now, after reading this hadith, that Allah or the Imam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes this aql in certain people. And in the first hadith that we had, according to Imam al-Sadiq, there was a story of Bani Israel, that worshipper in Bani Israel, and that he wasn't really that wise, let's call it. He didn't have too much of that intellectual capacity, the way he understood God. What may come to mind is that, okay, are we talking about something that is God-given? or are we something, we're talking about something that we're actually doing? God gives and it has nothing to do with me, so why are we discussing it? It feels really depressing to know that there are people that have a lot more intellect than I do and that I'm not way up there. Why are we talking about this? Or is it something? No, it has to do with what I am doing, this aql that is being talked about here. We want to say that it's actually something what we want to talk about, because there is an element, as the hadith mentioned, there's a reason why prophets are prophets and we're not prophets. Okay, they have more of a capacity than we have. Let me use the example of physical strength. You have certain people, they just have to go to that gym and lift a little weight or a little bit for a little bit of time. They need to lift weights and train a bit, and those muscles are going to be popping out in no time. Okay, and you have people going to the gym every week for years that still haven't grown any muscles. Okay, these are different capacities. You can't change that. Don't take steroids, by the way, to try to get those muscles. All right, it's not good. So different people are different. Some people have this God-given nature. Whatever they eat, they just don't get fat. Okay, I know some. My father-in-law is one of them. I don't know if he's going to get a hold of this clip or not. But he eats and eats, mashallah. Okay, he used to. Now he's changed a bit. But he's bony. I mean, those cheeks, you can see those bones, those cheekbones right there. His skin is just... He doesn't get fat. He told me once that he actually went to the doctor to try to go on a diet to get fat. And the doctor told him, you need to have 2 eggs and I don't know, eat how many pizzas a day, watching big couch potato, watch TV and eat pizza. He said, I tried it for a month. I went back, I hadn't gained a pound. Okay. So some people are like that. Others, they drink water, they get fat. Okay. Different, right? The capacity that people have, yes, there's an element that is not under our control. Okay. But there is part of it which is under our control. Let me read this verse so we can understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 179, says the following. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. We're going to have many of the jinn in the ends, the people, human beings, and jinn. We're going to be taking them to hellfire. Why? Because lahum qulub, they did have hearts. As I said, there's different words that are used for this concept that we're talking about. One of them is aql. The other is qalb. In fact, in one of the ahadith in that chapter of Al-Kafi, it's called Kitab al-Aql wal-Jahl. I think it's hadith number 12. It's a very long hadith. Imam al-Sadiq is speaking to Hisham ibn Hakam. It's a very beautiful hadith. I mean, it would take a lot more than the month of Ramadan to try to go over that and try to understand a little bit of it. Just scratch the surface. It's a beautiful hadith. In part of that, the Imam makes reference to a verse that uses the word qalb, and then he says what is meant by qalb there is aql. Okay. So these words are used sometimes interchangeably. Why? Long story, I don't want to get into that. So he says they did have the qalb, they did have that, right? But la yafqahuna biha, they didn't use it to understand. All right. Lahum ayun, we gave them eyes, not these eyes. These eyes see. Okay, whatever you look at, they see. The eyes of the heart. Okay, which is the idea of accepting what it sees. They had eyes. They didn't use them. They didn't want to see. وَلَهُمْ أَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They did have ears. Again, not these ears. The ears of the heart. It hears the words. The heart hears the words through the ears. But then the ears of the heart are shut. And that's the second verse that we have. Let me read that as well. Hajj, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Why don't they travel on the earth so that they find hearts that they would be able to comprehend with them and that they would have ears that they would hear with them? Because, he says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ. These eyes are not closed. These eyes are not blind. These eyes see. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبِ. It's the heart that is blind. Okay. The heart doesn't see anymore. Recite a salawat, please. So this aql is very important. We kind of got the idea, especially based on this last verse, that there's a relationship between this faculty of aql and sight. It's kind of called, you know, the heart seeing something or hearing something. All right. What is this? What exactly are we trying to hear? One hadith, or I'm giving you a passage of that hadith that I said, Imam al-Sadiq speaks to Hisham. In this passage, he says, Ya Hisham, ما بعث الله أنبياءه ورسله إلى عباده إلا ليعقلوه إلا ليعقلوا عن الله. The entire purpose of all the prophets and the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending them, is nothing but the people. لِيَعْقِلُوا عَنِ اللَّهِ. The people do ta'aqqul, intellectually in a sense, I'll use that word, intellectually understand God. That's the entire purpose. Okay. So what this aql is supposed to do is have something to do with God. Okay. Understanding, comprehending, in a sense. We'll just use those words right now. Recite a salawat, please. فَأَحْسَنُهُمْ إِسْتِجَابَةً أَحْسَنُهُمْ مَعْرِفَةً. The ones who were able to be most responsive or give the strongest response to the prophets, be the best followers, in other words, of the prophets, are أَحْسَنُهُمْ مَعْرِفَةً, those who were able to develop that ma'rifah. Those who were able, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Those who were able to take more of that knowledge in, right? Through that aql, that's the door, the gate of the knowledge is the aql in us. وَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُهُمْ عَقْلًا. The ones, which ones are going to be most active and most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَعْمَلُهُمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many commands. Who is going to be the one that will be most observing of those commands, of those orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Says aqalum, the one who has got the best aql. So again, it's aql with regards to Allah, with regards to His commands, with regards to His orders, and so on and so forth. This is the first initial step towards understanding this concept, that what the inner self, what that soul of ours is supposed to be doing. The most important thing, as we just read, the entire purpose of all these prophets, according to the narration, some of them 124,000 prophets coming, is to do ta'aqqul anillah. Okay, have this intellectual understanding, in a sense, as I said, I'm using that word right now, of God. What type of understanding are we talking about? When we use the word intellect, And the faculty of reason, what you automatically, initially at least, think of is logic and maybe philosophy, deductive reasoning, okay, putting together facts, deriving conclusions. This is what initially one comes up with, all right? Which is not wrong, but we want to see if this is the extent of it. One dimension of it is, recite a salawat, please. I thought those two were the same, but they're different, yeah. Imam al-Sadiq tells Hisham this passage here. He says, Ya Hisham, it's again part of that hadith, it's the beginning part of it. Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bashara ahla al-aql wal-fahm fi kitabih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given good tidings and good news to those who are the people of understanding, people of intellect. What has he said? What has God said? فَقَالْ فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ. Give good tidings to the ibad, the servants, the believers. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Those who listen to the word, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. And they follow the best of it. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. They are the ones that God has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. They are the ones that are the possessors of this albab, the kernel, the within, that aql, that heart. Now, with regards to this verse, I've seen a lot of, sometimes I'm just amazed at how people misunderstand and misinterpret. This verse is used sometimes to argue the idea that people have got to go and read all the baloney that exists in the world. Okay, you got to go read it all. You got to go study all the books that the atheists have put together, all the Christian books, all the books of the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and so on and so forth. And when you tell people, hey guys, this person or this school of thought, their ideology is messed up, and it's difficult for you to identify that, it's going to take you 2 years to find that out. You're going to go with them, get deviated from the right path, and then after 2 years, if you understand in the end, you're going to realize you just wasted 2 years of your time. So I'm trying to help you and tell you, please, don't go to these people. Save yourself. All right. The response is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَبَشِّرْ الْعِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. You need to go and listen to everything. Let's go at least hear what they have to say. I really don't know how people misinterpret these verses in this way. They emphasize on the first part of the verse, whereas the emphasis of the verse is on the second part of it. Doesn't say Bashir al-Ibad Alladina Yastami'un al-Qawl, period. It says Bashir al-Ibad Alladina Yastami'un al-Qawl Fayattabi'una Ahsanah. They follow the best of it. Okay? They have ears to hear the right words, the truth, and they follow the best of it. Now, if you listen to all the garbage and all the baloney, and then you end up going astray, are you going to be al-ibad? Bashir al-ibad? I went astray because I decided to read all these different books. It's not wrong to read, but it requires some preliminary steps sometimes. Okay, otherwise, people are going to get lost. So this verse, what we're trying to take from it here is this. One step, the step that we need to use with that aql of ours, the inner part of ours, the inner selves of ours, that heart of ours, is to read, to hear, and to understand the truth within these words and observe it and absorb it. Okay. This is one step. Words. This is what we're supposed to do with the Holy Quran, with the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. It's important not to read it for the rewards. Read it to understand it. Understanding it is this: the heart is supposed to open up to the truth, to the reality of it. That's the job of the aql. That's the job of that part of our soul, the qalb, the heart. It's supposed to see the reality. It's supposed to see the truth. The truth that right now we're talking about is the truth found within words. Okay, I haven't seen the actual truth myself, but I'm hearing the words that are talking about that truth, and I'm absorbing it. I'm allowing it to penetrate my heart. Okay, this is one step. Okay, but this is not the only step. This is just the first step. If we move on that path of allowing this heart to open up to the realities of the world, there's a lot of things that the heart needs to witness. Let me read you a couple of other verses. Recite a salawat, please. In Surah Al-Imran, verses 190 and 191, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, it's not words anymore. Okay. It says, look at the creation itself. Don't go through the means of words. These ulul albab, those who possess that pure heart, that aql, they look at the universe. They look into the sky. They look at the stars. They look at the clouds. They look at the different planets, they look at the trees, they look at the oceans, they look at all of this. في خلق السماوات والأرض, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. واختلاف الليل والنهار, when the times change, when the sun is setting. Don't just watch that and take a picture of it and say it's beautiful. The urafa, the prophets used to look at that and shed tears seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. اختلاف الليل والنهار. When the dawn, the break of dawn, fajr, happens, ulama used to walk around, try to find the horizon, see that, recite verses of the Holy Quran, and just allow their heart to observe that scene as the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the change of times, the intervals, the day and night, there are signs for ulul albab. Who are ulul albab? They are الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. They remember Allah, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا, while they're standing and while they're sitting. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, even when they're, while they're laying in their bed. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, they don't just remember, say these adhkar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, they don't just do that. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Okay. When you want your eyes to see, you need to look, right? I can't see behind me here. If I want to see behind me, I got to turn around and cast my gaze over what I'm trying to see. All right. That's the means through which I can physically see something. The means through which the aql is able to see is tafakkur, okay? Spending time, reflecting, thinking, seeing that, as I said, not just taking a picture, thinking, pondering upon that, right? taking that time and allowing it to penetrate the heart, okay? The process of tafakkur. So the verse says, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When they do that tafakkur, when they're looking at all of this, they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. It's not possible. There's the element of observing, and then there's the element of that rational understanding and the faculty of reason concluding and saying, Ya Allah, you're the creator of this. You couldn't have just created this without a purpose. There must be something beyond this. After this life, there is a hereafter. Therefore, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Preserve us and save us from hellfire. Okay, so this is about some of the believers. What I found in one of the books that we have, Biharul Amwar, is very beautiful. Something far beyond this. Okay. About the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. I don't know if I'll be able to express it in the right way, translate it and convey the message that's within this. So it's a beautiful hadith in Biharul Anwar that is narrated from the book which is attributed to Imam Al-Askari. There's a tafsir, salamullah alayhi, that is attributed to that 11th Imam. And it's filled with jewels that we should benefit from. This one is about the Holy Prophet. Something maybe, I had never heard this, okay? I had never heard this. Our understanding about the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt is very skewed, okay? It's not a very accurate understanding. We hear different things and we don't make sense of any of it, okay? There's a lot of misunderstandings that we have. But to do justice to this hadith, and do justice to all of you and myself, since the time of fast has come to an end, as we're hearing that adhan, inshallah we'll leave this hadith for tomorrow, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the eyes of our heart. We ask Him, whatever sins that we have committed that have covered and put a thick layer of filth over that heart, we ask Him to remove that on this night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the truth of the Ahlul Bayt, to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, to allow us to be close companions and true followers of the Imam of our time. We ask Him to prolong the life of and give good health to all those who are helping the cause of Islam, especially the Maraja and especially the leader. We ask Him to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to provide all the believers with the hajat and the needs that they have. Bin Nabi wa alih, rahimallah, man qara al fatihata ma'a salawat.
Jazakallah, Mawlana. We'll start with our prayers, inshallah. And can we please have five volunteers to go on to the sister's side with Maulana Yusuf Hussain for prayers on the lady's side? Sagla, can I ask Wajad Bhai to come and give us on, please?
Can somebody help? So here, can you talk to the sister that I can go and open up that? I gotta open up the petitions. Yeah. I've got a petition card out of please, somebody. Auzubillahi minash-shaytanir-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أشهد أن علي ولي الله وصي يا رسول الله خليفة البلا فاصل أشهد أن علي ولي الله وصي يا رسول الله خليفة البلا فاصل هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح هيا على خير الأمال هيا على خير الأمال الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما بيتا جان رہی ہے اندر والا یس جسٹ ون ٹائم یالی
اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى ال رسول الله وان علي امير المؤمنين وحجته الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل حي على خير العمل قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله يا محسن الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده رب صل على محمد وآل محمد سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده رب صل على محمد وآل محمد الله أكبر استغفر الله وأتوب إليه الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده الله أكبر حول الله وقوته قم واقعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد كذلك الله الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب وصل على محمد وآله الطاهرين الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده الله أكبر استغفر الله وأتوب إليه الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله الله أكبر الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد تقبل شفاعته في أمته وارفع درجته حول الله قم استغفر الله واتوب اليه الله اكبر سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سمع الله لمن حمده الله اكبر سبحان ربي الاعلى وبحمده الله اكبر استغفر الله واتوب اليه الله اكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده يا لطيف ارحم عبدك الضعيف الله أكبر الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد تقبل شفاعة السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
صلى الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. Thank you.